That's The Fanfare for the Common Man by Aaron Copland, who conducted the London Symphony Orchestra in that performance, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Good afternoon, I'm Kevin Kelly. That music will open a concert in Bloomington Sunday night. More on that in a moment. We'll be talking with, coming up, Jessica Hendy, who is one of four stars of Broadway, who is going to be performing in a program called Broadway Today at Millikan University's Kirkland Fine Arts Center on Saturday night. And then later in the show, I'll talk with Gary Gordon, who is half of the duo called The Gordons, who are giving a house concert in Mahomet on Saturday night as well. They do a mix of, I guess you'd call country, bluegrass, folk music, combination of those things. But first, I will be talking with the music director of the Bloomington Normal Youth Symphony, who are giving that concert Sunday night at Illinois Wesleyan University in Bloomington, which will begin with Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man and have a lot of other music on the program as well. Deanne Bryant, my guest, a return appearance for her on Live and Local. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely been magnificent with it.
I guess that's one of the things about conducting a youth orchestra, and I say this from personal experience as well, that you really have to adjust your expectations and adjust your programming according to who it is that turns out for auditions every year and then what your orchestra happens to look and feel like.
Constantly, just constantly. I'm already thinking about next semester and the number of seniors that we'll lose and what we might expect to come for next semester. So it's a process.
When does your orchestra do auditions?
We audition currently by appointment. So when a student's at the point where they want to do that, they just come and audition for me. And I don't have a particular day to do that. We tried that, and there were so many conflicts that we just went with the appointment plan.
Wow. And that seems to work for you. You got, what, about 55 kids in the group?
Yes, we're at 55, so that's pretty healthy. If we get any bigger than that, we'll have to change where we perform.
Yeah, Presser Hall is not exactly huge, but obviously works for you. The kids you have in the orchestra, high school exclusively, some middle school, Bloomington Normal, beyond, where does everybody come from?
We have, well, you would ask me that, we have...
You don't have to be overly specific.
Come from all around. We have junior high, a few junior high students who are studying privately and have found this to be a nice extension to their playing. We have a young lady that's a violinist coming down from Monunk, and a bassoonist from Fairbury and Leroy, and I think those are out of a couple of students from Heartland, and then the others are from the schools, but only to Normal.
You were, for quite some time, a teacher in the Unit 5 school district, teaching strings, and had worked elsewhere before that, retired, I guess, a little bit before you actually started doing the youth orchestra, if I'm reading things right. What do you find some of... How might you approach this experience a little differently with a full orchestra of strings, brass, winds, and so on, compared with what your work was like teaching in the school district?
Well, when I was teaching, I saw the strings every day. And then the winds we saw at Normal Community before school for about 40 minutes once a week. So it was kind of an intense trying to pull something together. And we always performed as a full orchestra. So the Youth Symphony, for me, is the step up to having these top kids once a week for 2 hours, which is actually more than what I had when I was teaching. So the difference in feeling is the fact that we're drawing from 14 different schools. So you get those top students, especially like what we're talking about in the brass. And it's just magnificent to work with these talented kids.
Do you think that the kids in the orchestra recognize that they're working with others, that they feel that they are perhaps the top students in the area, and that they that's one of the big reasons for them coming to come together this way?
I think it certainly plays into it, because they see one another at the IMEA festivals. They see each other at IHSA contests. So the same in the honor band programs that they have, the same people are there. So this way they see each other on Monday nights to make the best music they can together, and they know each other is serious about it. So it's a win-win-win.
And just for the lay person, you mentioned IMEA, Illinois Music Educators Association, IHSA, Illinois High School. What is that one?
Illinois High School Association.
Yeah. On this program, of course, we played the Copeland's Fan for the Common Man. You're also doing Rossini's William Tell Overture, which people will know. And whether they know the names of these or not, they'll probably recognize the music from the Gaina Ballet by Aram Khachaturian, and also the Bacchanal from Samson and Delilah, an opera by Camille Saint-Saëns. But I'm intrigued that you're doing a world premiere by a high school student. Tell me about that.
This young man's been composing since he was about 10. He started on cello, and actually I was subbing that semester, and he started right away asking questions about writing music. And I was only there for the semester, but obviously that interest continued, and he's doing this. Now he's a senior this year, and he's written for smaller ensembles all along the way. And 2 years ago, he asked me if he could please write something for the symphony. I said, I have two rules. One is it must be written for everyone in the orchestra. We must see it before we start rehearsing. And that happened. So it's been great fun. The name of the piece is Space, and it's in three movements. He's developed a few unusual percussion instruments to add an alien feeling to the second movement, but in a really neat way. It's composed of about eight measures of an alien type of sound, and then we stop and we go on. So it works very nicely.
And his name, which we haven't mentioned so far, Jonathan Fong, who's a senior at Normal Community High School.
Jonathan.
And he's spelled Space with a bunch of extra A's in it.
Yes, it's with five A's, and I get in trouble if I forget to put the A's on the board, then the kids, you don't have it right, Mrs. Bryant.
And the kids are enjoying doing this premiere?
Pardon?
The kids are enjoying doing this premiere?
Oh my gosh, they love it. Absolutely love it. In fact, one of my students said that the NCHS kids were jealous because they would have loved to have played this piece. It's got a lot of melodic line in it, just a lot of real good, thoughtful musical composition in his piece.
Well, I'd be interested in seeing a score for it if you or he might be inclined to send it to me sometime. Maybe my group could do it here.
Okay.
And then he'd have a second performance, which doesn't always happen.
But right.
Potentially
that'd
so.
That'd be great. He's going on with his music. Of the 17 seniors, we have 9 of those seniors going on into music.
Wow, that's a great percentage.
That's a huge percentage. And of those, 3 are from my brass section.
So he does play in the orchestra as well?
He plays cello in the symphony.
So he has a little idea how to write for strings, I hope.
Yes, yes, he did very well with that. He's asking the winds questions on Monday nights. He'd make sure what he was doing was on target for them.
Good. Well, then he's off to a good start. The other thing I wanted to ask you about is, I guess every year you have a concerto competition?
Yes, we do. And this year, Miss Elizabeth Barrett, pianist, won this competition. Very, very nice player. Oh, my goodness. Very talented. We had 9 people compete in this competition. And it really ended up, we had 4 judges, and at the end of it, she won, no doubt, the first prize. After that, it was really hard to decide a second place, and the judges finally had to choose two runners-up. So Elizabeth Sunken from Monunk and Chris Fryer from University High School here in Normal got those positions. So,
and Elizabeth Barrett comes from what school?
Elizabeth Barrett is from Cornerstone Christian Academy, and we performed her concerto at Westminster Village with the rest of the program last Sunday. I looked back, and I noticed that she was playing it memorized, and she did not miss a single anything. very, very admire her for her musicianship.
And Elizabeth will play the second movement of the second piano concerto by Camille Saint-Saëns.
Yes, very delightfully so.
The concert is at 7 o'clock on Sunday night by the Bloomington Normal Youth Symphony, their annual spring concert. It'll be in Presser Hall on the campus of Illinois Wesleyan University in Bloomington, 7 o'clock. And I gather the concert is free?
Concert is free, yes.
And Deanne Bryant is their conductor. She's been my guest this portion of Live and Local. Thanks for joining us, and best of luck to everybody with Sunday's concert.
Well, thank you. We're very excited. The kids can hardly wait to put this all together and make it happen.
And here's the piece that will be one of the last pieces that will be on that program, the Saber Dance from the Guyana Ballet by Aram Khachaturian, played here by the Bolshoi Theater Orchestra. Music by Aram Khachaturian, the Saber Dance from his Guyana Ballet, with the Bolshoi Theater Orchestra conducted by Yevgeny Svetlanov, and that music will be on the concert Sunday night by the Bloomington Normal Youth Symphony conducted by Deanne Bryant, 7 o'clock at Presser Hall on Illinois Wesleyan University's campus in Bloomington. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our broadcast is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, preserving our nation's musical heritage at the University of Illinois, now featuring the new exhibit, The James Bond Theme, Music to Live, Die, and Love Another Day. More information at SousaArchives.org. That's Ezio Pinza from the original Broadway cast of South Pacific, with music by Richard Rodgers and text by Oscar Hammerstein II. That is one of the songs that will be sung by some current stars of Broadway who are presenting a program called Broadway Today at Millikan University's Kirkland Fine Arts Center this coming Saturday at 7:30. They include David Burnham, Brian Lane Green, Christina Safran, and my guest this portion of Live and Local, whose name is Jessica Hendy. She has toured nationally, starring in Cats and Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. She has also been in Cats on Broadway and others as well, and pleased to welcome her to this portion of the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.
I understand you've toured nationally in Cats, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. What are some shows you've been that have you done on Broadway?
Well, I was in Cats on Broadway. I was the youngest girl ever to play Grisabella on Broadway, and for those of you that don't know the show, I'm sure you know the song Memory. That's the character that sings Memory,
the big song.
Yeah. So that was my Broadway debut, actually, and then I did a show called Aida, based on the opera, the Verdi opera, but this was produced by Disney, and Elton John did the music for that. And I was in that show. And then I was in a little show called Amour. And that was written, it was based on a French short story. And that was written by a composer named Michel Legrand. And people might recognize him from a lot of 70s pop songs, like The Windmills of My Mind. And he also wrote the entire score to the movie Yentl. So he scored that musical for us. Those are the three Broadway shows I've done so far.
I was going to say, Michel Legrand, that's almost ancient history. That's my era.
Well, he's still writing, though. He's an interesting guy. He's very quirky and very passionate about his music. It was really wonderful to work with someone that has been in the business, you know, that long and has such a catalog of music under his belt.
And you've done a lot of shows not on Broadway in various other places. Where are you originally from?
Originally, I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, Midwest girl, born and raised. And I went to college as well in Cincinnati at the Conservatory of Music. So after college, I decided, you know, got to go for the dream, and I moved to New York.
So you actually did it that way, because I know some people right now who are doing exactly that. So, well,
yep.
Follow the dream. To do it, you got to go to New York. And what was your progress? What happened once you got there, and how did you get to where you are?
Well, once I got there, I realized the dream was a dream. And to realize it, to make it come true, I had to put in a lot of hard work. And so I got a lot of rejections, but with all those rejections, it just made me persevere even more and keep trying and keep going for it. And just, I've been to so many auditions, I can't even count. I feel like I've been to more auditions than anyone on this planet, but I know that's not true, because every actor goes through that. It's just like the roller coaster of the business. You're just constantly putting yourself out there and, you know, being seen by people, and maybe you'll fit the slot that they're looking for that role. Sometimes you do.
And what's
up? Great.
I'm sorry. When you, you often hear about people who do the touring show of such and such, and you've done a number of touring shows, as I mentioned at the outset, and then being on Broadway. Is it typical that you do a touring show before you actually do something on Broadway, or can it go the other way around, or both at the same time?
It can go both. For me, I did the tour of Cats, and then they brought me to Broadway. That was just my journey. But I do have several friends, actually, that have done a Broadway show, and that then when the tour was being built and going out, they decided that they want to tour with it. So then they would continue on to the tour. So it just depends. It's not a set thing that you have to tour before, like, you've got enough like cred to go to Broadway. You know, I have my best friend. He got his first Broadway tour on his first audition in New York. You just never know how it's going to go. It's all timing, really.
This show that's going to be at Milken University on Saturday, Broadway Today. How did you get involved in that? And then tell us a little bit about how that show is structured. What's it like?
Well, I got involved in it a couple years ago. The production company contacted me and asked if I would be interested in perhaps being a part of their roster for this particular show. And I said absolutely, because I love doing concerts. And this is such a great show because it's all the hits that are happening right now or have happened, you know, very recently on Broadway. And so in my opinion, there's like no boring parts in the show because it's just like hit after hit after hit after hit during the show. So the show is structured on two guys and two girls. And we have our music director, John. And we do medleys of certain shows, which are, we'll take maybe four or five songs from a show. For example, West Side Story. And we won't do the entire song. We'll do cuts of each song and kind of interweave them together to make one longer number that we're all involved in. And then also, we do solos, like, for example, I will sing Defying Gravity from Wicked, and David Burnham will sing Can't Take My Eyes Off of You from Jersey Boys. And so it's like all the great fun songs that everyone looks forward to anyway when they're going to the theater.
So it's sort of like all the good parts.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. All the good parts.
I wondered if it's difficult to create a character when you're going from show to show where you really have to be so many different characters in the space of, what, an hour and a half or so?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes that can be really difficult. That's a really great question. But I think this show is structured so that the songs complement each other in that way. We're not going from a really dramatic, you know, hard-to-watch piece to, like, a comedy shtick number. There is a definite arc and flow with the show, so that while a lot of the songs, well, none of the songs that aren't in a medley, they have nothing to do with each other because they're from separate shows, they do complement each other, and it creates a nice flow for the night.
So there's a musical progress to it, if not necessarily a dramatic progress.
Yeah, and we also, you know, we talk to the audience, and it's casual in that we like to kind of get to know the audience. We want them to know us. We definitely break the fourth wall and, like, say hello to them and introduce ourselves. And we like to create an intimate space, an intimate night, even if it's like a big vacuous theater. We play all different types of houses, but we still try to keep that kind of familiarity with the audience, between us and the audience, so that it's a special night.
You bring an orchestra with you?
We don't bring an orchestra. It depends on the venue. We'll either just bring a piano or we'll have a small band with us. And honestly, I won't know till I get there tomorrow what our setup is.
Which one is happening in Decatur?
Yeah.
One more
but
question for you.
It's lovely with both.
Sorry?
It's lovely with both.
Well, I'm sure, yeah. One more question for you. There, you know, you're with, as you said, three other people. There's two men, two women.
Mm-hmm.
There's David Burnham, who's been in, he's actually been in Light in the Piazza. And
mm-hmm.
Brian Lane Green actually has a Tony Award nomination for Star Mites. And Christina Safran been in, Singing in the Rain, Chorus Line, and then yourself, as we've mentioned. Have you been in any shows, actually, with any of these people, or is this your first time encountering them?
I have actually been, Brian Lane Green and I toured with Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat together. He replaced Sam Harris when Sam left as Joseph, and I was the narrator at that time. So we opened together for that, and so it's been kind of fun to kind of reconnect. And ironically, David Burnham also toured with Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, but he toured in Canada with the Donny Osmond version. So we kind of like make a little bit each night about that show, that we share that show together, that we've all done it. So it's kind of fun.
So you had a little chemistry with one of the actors before, and the rest of the chemistry is developed during the course of this tour.
Yeah, and it's really great. We get along really well. We have a good time.
Well, it sounds like it should be a good time for everybody. Jessica Hendy, my guest, who is one of four Broadway actors who are involved in a production called Broadway Today, sort of a survey of what is literally on Broadway today.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be at Millikan University's Kirkland Fine Arts Center in Decatur, Saturday night at 7:30. If you want more information on the show, you can go to spot-oneentertainment.com, look up Broadway Today, and if you want more information on how to get tickets to this production, it's kirklandfineArts.com. Jessica, thanks very much for joining us on Live and Local.
Thanks so much for calling. I appreciate it.
And here's one of the songs that Jessica Hendy will sing on the show, Broadway Today. It comes from the musical Wicked, and this is from the original Broadway cast. It's called Defying Gravity.
Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules. Defying gravity, and you can't pull me down. Glenda, come with me.
Think of what we could do.
From the musical Wicked, Defying Gravity, one of the songs that'll be on Broadway today at Millikan University this Saturday night. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Tonight at 7 o'clock on the evening concert, it's the Los Angeles Philharmonic. Former music director Esa-Pekka Salonen will lead the group in Tchaikovsky's Francesca da Rimini and Ludoslavsky's The Spaces of Sleep and his own piece called Nyx, as well as a Schumann's Piano Concerto with soloist David Frey. It's the Los Angeles Philharmonic tonight at 7 on the evening concert here on FM 90.9. Our broadcast is supported today by these business partners: Christopher Thorpe of Gibson City, A Plus Farms Limited of Pine Village, and Provena Covenant Medical Center of Urbana. These business partners join the friends of WYLL in making great programs possible, and we thank you for your support. Our final segment here on Live and Local has to do with a concert that is going to be happening at a home in Mahomet this weekend on Saturday night, featuring the Gordons, the duo Gary and Roberta, who are here from their album, which is called, and I'm losing my notes to tell me which album this comes from. It's called Our Time, and the song Shady Grove. That's a song called Shady Grove from the latest CD by The Gordons, who are Gary and Roberta Gordon, that CD called Our Time. And they are going to be in Mahomet for a house concert on Saturday at 7:30 at the home of Don and Martha Willey. We'll give you information for how to contact them and make a reservation, because you do need to make one. And that's a presentation, I think, of the a Folk and Roots Festival at Urbana-Champaign. You can certainly find some info on their website. But I've got on the phone with me Gary Gordon. Gary and Roberta grew up in Southern Illinois, met there rather early in their lives, married pretty early as well. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks for asking us, Kevin. Glad to be on the show.
Well, it was a pleasure to learn about you. I have to confess that I didn't know about you before. I'm sure that I'm... I don't know if I'm in the minority, but an awful lot of people do, whether by recordings or by the shows you've given around the country. I made reference to your having met Roberta and married quite early, and started a family early, and more to the point, started a musical family early. You want to talk just a little bit about how you got going as a musical partnership?
Well, it was a surprise to me. I had played music from age 12. I was hired by guys who were much older. I replaced a fellow that was drafted to serve in Vietnam. So I entered right into music from grade school, and I've been playing out in public ever since. I met Roberta, I think I was about 15 or 16 when we met at one of the jobs that our band was doing at the time. Later, we married, and she sang. We didn't sing together nor make music together. But I bought her an autoharp for Christmas the first or second year we were married. Maybe it's about the second year. And she really took to it. I mean, she really enjoyed it and was listening to the Carter Family and loads of bluegrass music that we had, you know, in our record collection. Just really, really got onto the autoharp, so we started to make music together in 74. And it wasn't too awful long. I was loading trucks at a warehouse, really hard. I wouldn't say backbreaking work, because I liked my job, but it was hard work. And I was able to quit that job after about 2.5 years, and we began to play music almost every day together.
And that, and then at some point you added some other musicians and became the Gordons.
I would say, I'll take a flying guess here, that it was within a year. We picked up a banjo player, in Bloomington, Illinois, and a bass player that lived fairly close by in Southern Illinois. And by then, a booking agent who had a really busy agency had contacted us and really put us to work. It was really easy in those days to work through an agent 4 days a week, no problem, and sometimes, occasionally, 7 days a week.
So what about now? You actually told me before we started to record this interview that you mentioned having a booking agent, but you don't actually do any booking for yourself, at least don't initiate it.
No, we grew up literally. We were contacted by an agent, so we grew up having a professional agency. They had three on staff, booked acts nationally, and were booking some really good music. So I guess we really didn't know any different, and we never found it really our place to go around and ask for jobs. It's an uncomfortable thing to have to, you know, try to explain, yeah, we're worth it. But jobs have come to us. We haven't worked through an agency. It's been a long time. But jobs have continued to come to us. Folks like us once we get out there and they see us and hear us. And we've made a lot of fans via radio shows like you have. We made fans for a couple decades, actually internationally via the radio. And now the Internet is helping that a little bit. Jobs just like our job coming up with Don at Muhammad. He contacted me about playing, and, you know, little churches will ask, festivals. It's just pretty nice when jobs roll in, and we're not too concerned about missing if we don't play. I produce records, so if we don't play every day, we're still sharp. We stay in the music, you know.
So you do produce records for other people?
Yes. I produce, I don't know, a lot of records I've produced, but I've got a roster now of about 10 or 12 artists that I'm working with some regularity.
Wanted to give people a sample, another sample from your most recent CD. I'm talking with Gary Gordon of The Gordons. The Gordons are a duo, Gary and Roberta, and they're going to be doing a house concert in Muhammad this Saturday afternoon. Details coming on how you can reserve for that concert. This is a song called, I'm sort of picking arbitrarily here, partly because I like the name, Blackjack Davy. And it seems to be among the ballads that are a time-honored tradition of many types of folk musicians. Where did you get this song?
Roberta chose it. I think that it was a really old Irish or even, you know, British Isles type song. I'd have to ask her, and she's not here with me just now, but I know it's a really old folk song. And she arranged it a bit different than what we have on the record. When Bruce got together with us, he kind of recommended a little bit different take on it. So we dropped away the guitar and the autoharp, and you'll hear Bruce Molsky playing. It's just, I love the way he picks the old-time banjo and fiddle. And then our buddy that works on all of our records, Robert Boland, comes in on fiddle as the song goes along. But I'd say that largely stems from Roberta, and I consider her very wise in song choice, so I usually am glad to go with it if she picks one.
Okay, well, let's give a listen. It's the Gordons in Blackjack Davy here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Song's called Blackjack Davy with the Gordons, Gary and Roberta, and also on banjo, Bruce Molsky and fiddler Robert Boland from their CD called Our Time. They're giving a house concert in Muhammad Saturday evening, and Gary Gordon is with me on the line at the moment. And I appreciate your spending the time to do it. There's a, in the advertisement for this particular house concert, they put a quotation at the bottom of the description here. And I assume it came from one of you. It says, quote, "People need our music today. It has a peaceful and complete feeling," unquote. Does that sound something like something that you or Roberta said? And if so, can you elaborate on it a little bit?
That came straight from our management. A few years ago, we had management that handled Tony Rice and some folks like that. And we never did get to the point of having a booking agent. It's so hard to interest a booking agent in you, but we had a good manager, and she, after knowing us good, she's responsible for that quote. You know, really, Kevin, as we go around and play, I notice that folks, their lives seem to be a little more stressful than they used to be, and sometimes they're in more of a hurry until we get about two or three songs in, and you can see them relax. And I think there's something about our songs that just, it helps to create a peace or just, you know, just a nice feeling in people. We engage them, and we try to draw them to us. And I think it ends up being, you know, it's time well spent when we can get together with the audience and really share what we have with them. And same way when folks come down to see us, if they're coming down to cut songs or to work with us, especially when they're coming out of New York or something. Man, you know, it's an edgy world. And we just kind of go the other direction. We tend to make things more mellow and peaceful.
And as you say, we could all use a little bit more of that. It's, Gary Gordon, half of the Gordons, who are going to be at the home of Don and Martha Willey in Mahomet, Saturday evening at 7:30. Yeah. Well, if you want to get reservations, you can phone Don Willey at area 217-649-1820. And I just realized that I don't have his email address, but you can find it by going to the Folk and Roots website, which is simply folkandroots.org. Scroll down the first page, and there is a contact there you can click on to email Don and get your reservation in for Saturday's house concert. When I talked with Don last evening, there weren't a whole lot of seats left, but there are some, so you might want to give a call or drop him a line. Gary, thanks very much for joining us on the show. It's been a pleasure
to
talk to you.
I'm sure glad I could get with you, Kevin. It's been a pleasure, and I'm sure looking forward to seeing folks out at Don's. Call me anytime, and maybe we'll stop by if we get a chance.
For more information on the Gordons, it's simply gordonsmusic.com, I think.
www.thegordonsmusic.com.
The Gordons Music. Okay, here's another song from the album Our Time. It's the final song on there. It's simply called After All This Time with the Gordons here on Live and Local.
In the shadow of the streetlight, by the flash of the headlight, in the glow of the moonlight, I can almost read the sign. Am I really on the right road? I feel the rumble of the cobblestone.